And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of April 8th. This week in 1963, Patty Duke won the Best Supporting Actress Academy Award for her role in The Miracle Worker. The musical leader of the pack, The Songs of Ellie Greenwich, opened on Broadway this week in 1985, and it ran for 120 performances. In 1956, the Johnny Burnett Trio, along with Brother Dorsey, made the first of three appearances on Ted Mack's Amateur Hour. Elvis Presley performed at the L.C. Humes High School Talent Contest, and he sang Keep Them Cold, Icy Fingers Off of Me, and he got the most applause and was allowed to sing an encore of Till I Waltz With You Again. That happened in 1953. Paul McCartney quit the Beatles this week in 1970. The group's breakup was announced to the press the next day. Bruce Johnson joined the Beach Boys as the permanent replacement for Brian Wilson this week in 1965. In 64, Capitol Records reached an out-of-court settlement with VJ Records over Beatles records it claimed the latter did not have the right to release. In 1962, Henry Mancini won the Best Original Song Academy Award for Moon River from the movie Breakfast at Tiffany's. In 1956, Nat King Cole was beaten on stage by racists who originally intended to kidnap him. Happened in Birmingham, Alabama. Ricky Nelson sang his first record, I'm Walkin', on his parents' TV show, The Ozzie and Harriet Show, this week in 1957. Emerson, Lake & Palmer formed in 1970 a Detroit housing project named Streets After Aretha Franklin and Seven Motown Stars, this week in 2002. Bob Dylan made his New York City debut at Gertie's Folk City in Greenwich Village in 61. Paul McCartney gave a 20-minute concert from the roof of a building that he owns in London this week in 1997. Big Brother and the Holding Company made their national TV debut on Hollywood Palace, the TV show, this week in 1968. Dead Man's Curve almost came true for Jan Barry of Jan and Dean this week in 1966 as he crashed his car on the very stretch of Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood, California, that's mentioned in Dead Man's Curve. The Ringo Starr David Essex movie That'll Be the Day premiered in London this week in 1973. Big Joe Turner's version of Shake, Rattle and Roll released in 1954. The Beatles were named the Best New Artist at the Grammy Awards this week in 1965. In 68, producer Phil Spector married Ronnie Bennett from the Ronettes 4 years after he began an affair with her and 2 years after he divorced his first wife. The Beatles met the Rolling Stones for the first time at the Rolling Stones Richmond, England concert in 1963. Bobby Helms auditioned for and was signed with Decca Records this week in 1956. The Broadway musical inspired by the drafting of Elvis Presley called Bye Bye Birdie, opened this week in 1960. The final episode of Where the Action Is aired on television this week in 1967. Sonny Bono was elected mayor of Palm Springs, California this week in 1968. Polish police were called in and had to use tear gas to control a riot at a Rolling Stones concert in 1967. Brian May of Queen became Chancellor of John Moore University in Liverpool, England, this week in 2008. And George Harrison received a posthumous star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 2009. In the studio, the Supremes recorded their first number one single, Where Did Our Love Go, in 64. Bobby Darin cut Splish Splash and Queen of the Hop in 58. Frank Sinatra recorded Strangers in the Night in 1966. Nat King Cole recorded Lazy, Hazy, Crazy Days of Summer in 63. In 1954, Bill Haley recorded Rock Around the Clock. He was actually 2 hours late for the recording session because his ferry was caught on a sandbar. Ronnie Hawkins recorded 40 Days in 59, and the Beatles cut Paperback Writer in 1966. Birthdays for you, rock and roll week this week, J.J. Jackson, 77, Julian Lennon, the very first Beatle baby, is 55, Carl Perkins, born in 1932, Sonny Knight, born in 1943, Terry Knight, born this week in 1943. He was the one-time manager of Grand Funk and also had his own solo hit record. Emil Stuccio from the Classics is 73 this week. Sheb Woolley, also known as Ben Colder, born in 1921. Martin Denny, also born this week in 1921. Richard Berry, composer of Louie Louie, born in 35. David Cassidy, born this week in 1950. Ned Miller turns 93. John Kay from Steppenwolf is 74. Tiny Tim, born in 1930. Billy Vaughn, born in 1919. Al Green is 72. And Bill Conti is 76. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of April 8th. For late breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.